This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. Everyone, this is Billy Carson, aka Forbidden Knowledge. I'm here today with my son, Justin Carson. And Justin is actually my youngest son. He's 21 now, going to be 22 very soon. Yep. All right. And he wrote a book, and the book is actually a journal. So he actually created a journal, which is a manifesting journal. And obviously, you guys know how big I am on manifesting. It's like one of the biggest parts of my life. He's witnessed it my entire life. I've always been a master manifester when it comes to specific things. And so, you know, specifically dealing in economics and finance, I've been a phenomenal manifester in that area of my life. As I've been given the gift of being able to really tap into that, harness it, access it, utilize it, and actually show, you know, like they say, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
And so it's a real powerful thing. Manifesting is really, really a powerful thing. So, you know, just to give you a little bit of insight on Justin, obviously he's just getting started out in the world because, you know, he's very young. But he was a boxer for quite some time in amateur boxing and was doing two-a-days for many years. Eventually, boxed for the state championship and won that, got a belt in Florida. And then all of a sudden decided, he said, you know, I'm done with boxing after all that training and practicing and wanted to become a basketball player. And I was like, well, you know, you're going to the 10th grade now. It's kind of late to be playing basketball. Yeah. And he was adamant about it. So I took him to the park, started working with him, training him. I noticed he had a knack for just catching on really quick. I think the boxing gave him a lot of the foot work and also the stamina needed and the coordination. And so within just a very short period of time, he was already doing phenomenal things on the basketball court, ended up making his high school team, and ended up making also even varsity the following year, which is almost unheard of in a very, very competitive league. So he's obviously a person that likes to go out there and face the odds and takes a challenge on beating the odds. Yep. And he's done phenomenal things, you know, early on in his life. And he has now been working with me at Forbidden Knowledge for a couple of years now, living in his own place, taking care of his own bills, just being an outstanding young man. And so I'm very proud of him. And we're here now today to talk about his new Manifest Destiny journal that is written by Justin Carson. Okay. And this book is available, by the way, on ForbiddenKnowledge.com and also now on Amazon.com as of today. And there's a special holiday discount on Amazon, and there's a coupon right on the actual Amazon page for the book. And also on ForbiddenKnowledge.com, you can use coupon code FORBIDDEN 4BIDDEN to get a very special discount. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
All right.
This has been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you finally made it. You're in the big leagues now.
Yeah.
So you've been behind the scenes working with me for a couple years now.
Yes.
And, you know, you've been running quite a few social media accounts. I don't think a lot of people know this, no. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of the content that you've been liking and commenting on and everything else and sharing is posted by him. I mean, yeah. It is what it is, right? He runs quite a few of the social media accounts that, you know, we have. Obviously, we have a lot of accounts. I mean, yeah. We got too many.
It's a lot.
Yes, a lot. I mean, I counted them up totally the other day. It's a total of 140. And you're in charge of close to around 60 of the accounts, okay? And he's been doing a phenomenal job putting out a lot of content these last couple of years. The Forbidden Knowledge platform of accounts probably puts out the most content on a daily basis than any other account.
It's got to be.
right? Yeah. 4 or 5 posts a day plus 4 or 5 stories a day on every single account, 7 days a week.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It is.
And it's also a lot of consistency, too, which is important because without consistency, you have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so how has that impacted you, you know, working with me and making coming up with this content and putting this content out every day? How has that impacted your life?
Well, it impacted me a great deal because, you know, ever since I was younger, I've always never wanted to work like a regular job, like at a Publix or something like that. And, you know, I was saying that when I was young. So it just aligned that, you know what I'm saying, that you are who you are and you gave me the opportunity to work for you.
Yeah.
And it opened up many other opportunities for me.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. And you have a couple of your own clients that are outside of Forbidden Knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been doing like social media management, social media marketing, content creation.
Yes.
That's a huge job in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go anywhere and you can get a job now. I mean, you know, because like I say, the proof is in the pudding. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
You've built several accounts into the hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
of followers, all organic.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
No bots, none of that.
So. Yeah. We don't play no games.
Yeah.
I remember when Instagram had this thing where they were saying they were going to clean out all these accounts from all these fake, what do you call them, members or whatever, or signups.
Yeah.
And everybody was going, oh, Forbidden's going to lose all of his stuff. We lost nothing. We lost nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all organic.
All
man.
Organic.
Yeah.
Yep.
People vibe with the content and the information. And so I remember early on something that really impacted me before we get into the book. I remember about maybe 4 years ago. You came to me and you said, you know, Dad, I'm not going to follow religion anymore. I'm going to follow the route of spirituality because after reading the Sumerian tablets, I think spirituality is the way to go. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah,
I do.
Now, for me, that was an incredible thing to hear, first and foremost, because I don't know if you realize it, but there's so many gurus out here that claim to have all this ancient wisdom and knowledge and have never read the Sumerian tablets.
Yeah.
But talk bad about them, but have never actually read them.
Yeah.
You actually have read them.
Yes.
For yourself. I didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah.
Right? And then you came to your own conclusion. Mm-hmm. So what I found was that, you know, when you're dealing with your kids specifically or anybody else, always let them find their own path. You drop the knowledge, you drop the seeds, but don't force it on somebody. You know what I'm saying? I never forced anything on you.
No.
I said, this is my belief system. This is what I go by. And I base it on this information here from these texts and tablets and from the science.
Yeah.
And so based on that, I come up with my own hypothesis, you know? So what made you decide you wanted to do that?
Oh, man. So I grew up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
For the most, well, heavily Christian, you know, like church, 6-7 hours of Bible study.
Yeah.
And I was always curious. Like, I would always ask questions and I would never really get true answers. The only real answers I would ever get was you know, it's part of God's plan and, right. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when I would go see you on the weekends or whatever, holidays, whatever, you're always playing in your car, the Sumerian tablets and yeah. Emerald tablets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, man, this guy's crazy. he thinks people's on Mars and all this other stuff like that. But then.
Snap. But you never told me that. Damn.
But then one day I was in history class.
Yeah.
And this lady, my history teacher, she gave us the Epic of Gilgamesh to read.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. I just heard this stuff yeah. From my dad. I'm like, wait, this is actually real stuff. And yeah. I actually read it. And then I started to do some more research on mm-hmm. it and find out, you know, how old the text actually is. And how it's before the story of Noah and stuff like that. And then it just opened up a rabbit hole
wow.
of different different texts and different things like that. So,
yeah. Wow. So you became a researcher.
Yes, I became a researcher. And then I started getting into Hermetic principles.
Mm.
And I just finished reading the Kabbalion.
Wow. So basically what you're saying is, you know, you dug into these ancient texts and tablets.
Yes.
And you realize how far back they were, how old they were, how ancient they were.
Yes.
Far beyond the Bible.
Yes.
But the Bible copied a lot of stuff out of those things.
Yes. And when you find out how the Bible was pieced together and yeah. stuff was taken out, like me, I'm very like fact-based.
Yeah.
So I can't really trust something that's been altered, especially if you're going to base your eternity on this book.
Right.
So I couldn't, that wasn't flying with me. So.
Wow. Man. Hey, they say the apple don't fall far from the tree, man. He did that all on his own. That's the best thing about, you know, a person that's breaking the matrix code on their life and digging and doing their own research and looking for their own answers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, to do that, what happens to a lot of people are waiting for some external source to come in and save them and relinquish them of their sins and everything else. What you said is, I need to dig deep. I need to go inside to my conscience and read this stuff and figure out for myself what makes more sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you always were really quiet.
Yeah.
And you're a very quiet kid and never gave me any trouble, you know. Even if you did something corny or whatever, I could never even yell at you or get mad and beat you because it was like, okay, whatever. I mean, you gotta weigh your apples and oranges, man. You know, I mean, you don't really get in trouble or do anything. So, you know, it's just good to see how you developed and how you were able to become your own independent researcher without me, you know, saying, hey, read this. Hey, read that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, what they do with their loved ones and their friends is they try to browbeat them with the information.
Yeah.
That's the wrong technique. Some people will pick it up and run with it. Some people will dabble into it little by little over time. And some people will never look into it.
Yeah.
You have to let it be their choice.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the key. And so you saw me doing a lot of my own manifesting. You helped me set up the very first Manifest Destiny workshop I did in 2019.
Yeah.
Then I did multiple ones in 2019, multiple ones in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I did multiple. Well, I did that one. I did the one big one virtually because we had to do it virtually yeah. in 2021, the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah.
And I know that your mom was big on journaling and writing. So how did you come up with the idea that you wanted to write this book?
Well, it's a few reasons. So you were getting on me about starting to see the business as it being my own, and
right.
You coupled that with my want to inspire and help people, mm-hmm. especially from a mental perspective.
Yeah.
And I was just at home, just meditating on it. And I can just say I just downloaded. Mm. The ideas just flowed through me, just wow. like it's never done before. Mm. All the way down to the name, the pictures,
mm.
how I wanted it set up. And yeah. I talk about Hermetic principles. I just finished reading the Kabbalion, so it was just all a perfect...
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yeah.
Wow. Nice. That's like, yeah, everything was in synchronicity. So you came up with the idea for the book. Now, here's what's important. A lot of people always come to me and tell me about, you know, they're going to write a book and they've got all these great ideas and all this great knowledge. And they asked me for some information or some tips on how to get started, how to make a chapter, how to do, you know.
Yeah.
And I spent time with a lot of people. Man, I've probably spent, I don't know how many hundreds of hours probably, because I want people to do it, to write a book. I think it's huge.
Yeah.
And very, very few people have ever come back to me with a book. I think maybe one person.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is you came up with this. You downloaded the concept, the idea, the vision to do this book.
Yeah.
On your own. And you just came to me and said, I'm doing a book on manifesting. It's going to be a manifesting journal. I was like, wow. OK, tell me about it. Yeah. You told me about it.
Yeah.
I said, OK, well, all right. Well, let me see it, you know, when you get it done. And what's interesting is you actually did it.
Yes.
This is the difference between people that are going somewhere and people that are stagnated.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that ain't moving. They're not doing anything. And they're looking for every single excuse in the book. How did you keep yourself motivated to do this? Because a lot of people never get it done.
Well, the type of person I am, like, and you probably know, like, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to try to, if I want to do something and I commit to it fully. So it doesn't matter if I don't have the knowledge, I'm going to get the knowledge. I'm going to find out who I need to meet, who I need to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go on YouTube, research, whatever I need to do. Right. To get it done, I'm going to figure out how to get it done. So
right, right. That's so true. I've seen you do that many times before. And you definitely did it. And you came up with this incredible journal. What I like about this journal is it's very organized. And it gives a person a step-by-step process on what they need to do to manifest.
Yeah.
Because in my manifesting workshops, like for the one coming up in 2022, the Manifest Destiny 2022 Virtual Retreat, I recommend everybody get this book because I'm actually going to go through this book. It's going to be part of my talk, my lecture during the actual workshop because every year I do worksheets.
Yeah.
And the worksheets, this like trumps my worksheets. This is like, this is incredible. I mean, my worksheets are nothing compared to this book. This is another level right here that's going to really help me get people to achieve their goals.
Thank you.
And understand exactly where they're screwing up.
Yeah.
And the actionable steps they need to take to help reprogram their own DNA are all in here.
Yes.
And so you get ready to start writing this and you're coming up with these ideas. What was the first step you took in like getting this like from a conscious platform into an actual physical book?
Well, the first thing I wanted was the images in the book because me personally, I like colors when I look in the books. So I wanted to add that to the book and you connected me with Laura.
Yeah.
Shout out Laura.
Yeah.
And she connected me with the artist and we collabed on the artwork in the book.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to be a bland book where it's just black and white and lines. I didn't want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the first step. Yeah.
And that's important too, because you know what? People are very visual.
Yeah.
And what I like about this is when I look at these images that are in here, they actually spark something in me.
Yes.
You know, they spark something in me. And each image, and there are how many? Are just 100-something images in here?
Yeah.
And each one is a full-page image, and each image is incredible. I mean, you can't really probably see it from there, but each image is really encoded with some level of high wisdom and esoteric knowledge. So when you look at the image, it like the picture actually encodes right into your mind.
Yeah.
It's really amazing,
and,
man.
And that's on purpose. So researched on some hermetic symbolism and alchemical symbolism.
Right.
And I told the artist that I wanted him to implement that into the images.
Wow, so. Man, that's deep, man. I mean, every one of these images that I go through, they literally like they speak to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They really speak to me. And so when I remember the first day you came over when the book was still in digital format and you were showing me these images and I was like, man, this is fire.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because you can feel these images. Like, if you're really into manifesting, if you're really into changing your life and making a big change in your life, the images that are in this book, they're set up to trigger something inside their mind. They're going to wake up the frontal cortex. They're going to wake up the amygdala. They're going to literally trigger something in your mind and set that spark so that you can actually complete this task. And the way that you did it was so brilliant because every so many pages, you drop another one of these subliminal messages that are set here to really just tap into the deeper subconscious.
Yes. And that's what it's designed to do.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so, you see, I didn't even know you were using alchemy to create these.
Yeah.
This is incredible, man. This is really, really powerful stuff. And what I like about this is you really dig in and make these people write down affirmations.
Yes.
This is a very interactive book. This is nothing that you just sit here and read cover to cover. You have to actually pour out into the book to create the alchemical conversions of the manifestation in your own life. And so what do you find about affirmations that made you put it in here so many times?
Well, so this is all about subconscious programming. And this is why I'm so grateful for how I was raised, because I think my program, I believe my program to be that of a positive program, but not everybody's like me. So the only way you break negative subconscious programming is through repetition, and the repetition of repeating positive affirmations, writing down your goals and actually taking action on them, and visualizing what you want, and understanding that you have a choice, becoming aware that you have a choice to identify yourself with a negative thought or not. And I heard you say this one day, that we live in a realm of possibilities. And that really spoke to me. Yeah, you it really spoke to me when you said that we live in a realm of possibilities, because you got to understand, you have a choice to choose between, am I going to identify with this negative thought or not? So, or am I going to change it into a positive thought?
Right.
So that's why I have them write down the affirmations. When you're repeating it and seeing it every single day, slowly but surely, the program starts to change.
Right. Exactly. The programming code in your DNA literally starts to rewrite itself. That's real peer-reviewed science, not make-believe, not witchcraft, not hoopla. Yeah. Real science. This is what they taught me when I went to the applied neuroscience course at MIT. Okay. And notice that you start every affirmations page with I am.
Yes.
What's the power in I am?
I am is like nobody can tell you what you are. Like you are you.
Right.
So when I say I am, like that's, you know, the connection between you and the infinite intelligence. Like I am it.
Right. Exactly. So you are it and it is you.
Yes, exactly.
And so you're calling on the power that's already inside of
you.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. This is great stuff. Guys, I'm telling you, you got to get this book, The Manifest Destiny Journal by Justin Carson. It's on ForbiddenKnowledge.com with the number 4. Use coupon code FORBIDDEN for a limited time. Also, it is on Amazon.com, and it's already been discounted. And plus, there's a coupon to give you a significant discount on Amazon.com if you prefer to use Amazon. All right. This book is going to change a lot of people's lives. On both Forbidden Knowledge and Amazon, there's a multi-book discount. In case you want to buy these and give them out as a gift to people, give them to your kids, family members, friends, coworkers, whatever, if you buy more than one book, you actually get a deeper discount on the books to make it much more affordable. And that way you can get these books and give them away as holiday gifts if that's what you want. But these are great, great, make a great, great gift. I noticed that in here, it tells people to write down things that they're grateful for. How does that affect the subconscious when you do something like that?
Well, gratefulness is like one of the highest vibrations you can be operating under. You know, when you're, I don't believe you can manifest anything into your life if you're not grateful for what you already have. And growing up, my grandma would always make me come to her and tell her things that I'm thankful for and grateful for. And you know, that's just something I wanted to add to the book.
Nice. I mean, that's phenomenal. This is so incredible. I'm so impressed with this book, man. The quality of work, the time. I can feel the love that you put into this book, the energy. Like, this is not just some thrown together, you know, junk with some line, a book with some lines in it to write some stuff down.
No.
This is really thought out in a very alchemical way. And so what I find is that this book really helps you take all the negativity, all the doubts, everything that's holding you back, and helps you alchemically convert that to the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's what manifesting is all about, understanding how to convert darkness to light.
Yes.
Man, this is just a great piece of work, man. I'm looking forward to training on this on the Manifest Destiny 2022 virtual retreat. If you haven't signed up for that, the link is in this video. The link to the book and the link to the retreat is in the bio caption or video blog or audio blog, wherever this podcast is located. You want to come to the Manifest Destiny Virtual Retreat, and you're going to want to have a copy of this book, because I'm going to utilize this book in the actual workshop, and it's going to be mind-blowing, along with several other major things that I'm going to be doing in that workshop that are going to just literally blow your mind and blow you away. And I'm going to show you how powerful the mind is over the body. It's going to be a very interactive workshop this time. Don't forget, this one is 12 hours. It's a two-day, 12-hour course that's going to be done January 8th and January 9th, 2022. And you're going to want to have a copy of this when you show up to the class, because we're going to go through this book step by step. And you're going to learn how to alchemically journal the proper way, convert darkness to light in your life, and manifest anything that you want to bring into your reality tunnel. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So, Justin, now that you got this book out and done, and of course, you know, you're putting it out there for people to get it. Mm-hmm. How have you been working on manifesting in your own life?
Well, I always write it down, and every time I write it down, I get it. So, like for example, you know, the car, it's an AMG GT 43. I'll tell you the story.
Yeah.
I was, about 5-6 months ago, I was driving down the street and I see this car. I'm like, man, what is that? And I pull up behind it, is a GT 43 Mercedes. And I immediately went home and got on my computer and went to the Mercedes-Benz website, and they let you design your own car with all
that.
The specs and stuff and like that. So I put exactly everything I wanted, and then I pulled out my journal and I wrote it down, everything to the specific detail. And so fast forward about 4 or 5 months now, me and you go to the dealership, and you know, it's a car shortage and a chip shortage and all this other stuff. And at that time, I was like, you know, maybe I should get this other car because it costs a little bit less, whatever. And they're like, this is going to be impossible to get. We ain't got this. So I was like, okay, ask them about the GT. And I was like, yep, we got one at the port. And they handed me the paper of all the specs and the options and the packages. And it's exactly the car that I wrote down and created on my computer. So
I was there. I witnessed this, guys, with my own eyes.
Yeah, so... I mean,
they marked that, and that car is a 2022 GT 43 AMG. It's a $100,000 car that he's buying, that he can actually afford on his own. And I'm not paying for anything. And the thing that's amazing is it's specced out, the only one available in the country.
It's the only one, and it's exactly the one I created.
It's the exact one he created, and it's only going to one dealership, which is the one that we were at
in Fort Lauderdale.
And so they wrote the contract up for him and put the car in his name. And he's just waiting for the brand new car to be delivered in a few short weeks.
Yep. And this is why you got to be very specific. This is why I talk about it in the book, too. You got to be very specific when you write down what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Man, that was incredible. I mean, when that thing came off the printer and I was looking at it, you said, wait a minute, this is the exact same car. And I remember when you built the car and you showed me the specs and everything, and I said, this is the exact same car.
Yeah, it's the first thing you see when I open up my computer.
Right. Yep. It's crazy. Look, man, this is powerful, man. This is powerful stuff. I've been a master manifester. I mean, this is my kid. It's my eyewitness. He's seen, he's seen some crazy stuff, okay? I've manifested everything that I wanted in terms of, at least in business and finance. I've become a master at that. I really learned how to crack that financial matrix. And I've been able to, you know, to do a lot of things in my life that a lot of people never get to do and would dream to be able to do. And I've been able to achieve those things. I always tell people I lived the life of 10 people already, you know. Yeah. And now I'm expanding my manifesting into other areas of my life, you know, relationships, family, and other areas. Because I realized that manifesting is not just for one thing.
Yeah.
It could be for anything. Okay. It could be for anything your heart desires. As long as you use those techniques, the recipe is always the same.
Yeah.
And so I realized that I was missing out on other parts of life by not utilizing these manifesting techniques. So I'm really looking forward to utilizing my own journal. I'll be doing it live, the first few pages in the workshop for my own personal self. And everyone will contribute their own personal information into their Manifest Destiny journals. But man, this is going to be such a treat. And I know your mom used to make you write down stuff a lot too.
Yes. Ever since I was a kid, she would always tell me to write down my dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. And they would just work. I didn't know why it was working.
Yeah.
But every time I wrote it down, I would always accomplish it. Like when I fought for the state championship.
Yeah.
Before that training camp, I wrote down, I am going to win a state championship. Mm. And I visualized myself winning. I felt the emotions of myself winning. Mm-hmm. Even brought myself to tears on multiple occasions. That's how powerful I can visualize things.
Yeah.
And I ended up winning. So, man. And then once you start to really research it and find out that you are scientifically proven that your chances increase of achieving your goals when you write them down. So mm-hmm.
Right.
That's because you bring the left and the right brain together and you impress it on your subconscious mind. So
right. Look, this is incredible. So you've been manifesting a great life for yourself. You're living in a beautiful condo overlooking a 180-degree water view in a brand new building. You got, you know, you have a nice car. Now you're getting a nicer car. You got this book out on manifesting to help teach the world how to alchemically convert darkness to light and manifest what they want in their lives. You're running a lot of the Forbidden Knowledge platform as we build this huge empire with Forbidden Knowledge. So what else do you got on the horizon?
Well, at this, I'm just working for you, man. I'm just trying to help leave my stamp on the business and help it grow as best as I can. So.
Yeah, fantastic, man. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you. If there's one thing you could say to the folks before we check out, what would you tell them?
I would tell you, always believe in yourself and always know that just because you don't know how to do something, you can always figure out how to do it. Yeah. And
so if you can leave the folks with one tidbit of knowledge, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to always believe in yourself and know that you can have anything you want in this life. And that you are God and God is you. You are one with the infinite creator. And this gives you the ability to create and you can have anything you want in this life.
Hey, man, that's fantastic. Hey, congratulations. You're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. That's another episode of Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. This is going to air on Forbidden Knowledge TV, YouTube, and all other podcast audio platforms as well. All right. Peace. Hi, I'm Billy Carson, researcher, speaker, and best-selling author of The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets and Woke Doesn't Mean Broke. I'm inviting you to join me on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv to enjoy hours of great programming, learn the secrets of ancient Egypt, unexplained structures on the moon and Mars, financial literacy, holistic and healthy lifestyles. Go now to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv and get 3 days free. While there, you can enter to win a Rolls Royce. That's ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV. Hi, my name is Billy Carson, and I'm the president of Forbidden Knowledge. We have an amazing investment opportunity here for anyone who wants to buy shares in Forbidden Knowledge. The money that's generated from this crowdfunding platform is going to be used to bring on a new content acquisitions partner. We're going to hire a new in-house graphics designer, a social media manager, put together a customer service team and a customer service management program that will organize and satisfy all the different legs of Forbidden Knowledge, Inc., as well as, and of course, make more improved high quality streaming content for the Forbidden Knowledge TV platform, which right now is featured on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, iOS and Android apps, and also, of course, the web. The streaming platform is a year old right now and doing very, very well. And we're looking for your support where you can not only be a conscious customer, but also be a part owner in an amazing opportunity that includes streaming TV, book publishing, and e-commerce. Grow with us and earn with us. Forbidden Knowledge, Inc.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. ForbiddenKnowledge TV has just reached its 1-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.